Hoosiers will remain under a stay-at-home order for the next couple weeks after Governor Eric Holcomb announced Friday he will extend his directive. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports how state law empowers the governor to make and enforce such an order.
Holcomb has issued more than a dozen executive orders directed at the COVID-19 pandemic. For instance, he restricted restaurants and bars to carry out and delivery only, and he rescheduled Indiana's primary election. It was all made possible when he declared a public health emergency on March 6th. That triggered provisions in state law that, among other things, empower the governor to, quote, employ any measure during the declared emergency to help prevent and suppress the disease. Though Indiana governors have had disaster emergency powers for decades, the broad expansion of those powers came in the wake of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. One of the only things the governor is expressly barred from doing during an emergency is restrict sales, possession, or use of firearms. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.
This story is in response to a question we received through the Indiana 2022 Way. To join, text elections to 73224.